Hey, it's Fleet, Vaughn and Megan. Thanks.
Insert name here.
For downloading the podcast brought to you by MyRepublic.
Brought to you by MyRepublic, but what if I downloaded this using another provider?
Well, don't worry. They won't hold it against you. How's that for knowing no limits?
ZM's Fleet, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
You know, a radio consultant heard Fletch doing a hungover show once and said that was really, it was a good touch, good angle. You should do that again. Well, Craig, here's three or four times as much hungover people. Was it a good idea?
Oh, my God. So we had a radio function last night. Producer Caitlin.
I can't feel four of my toes. Like, I literally can't feel them.
Which ones?
The middle one on the right foot.
Yeah.
The big one on the right foot, and then two of the in the, between the big one and the little one
on the other foot.
Oh my right. God.
Okay. Two questions.
Yeah.
McCafe sponsor the show.
Yes.
So can they bring us
done?
Yeah.
McMuffin-y
bagels. I really
bagels.
Need them on speed dial. Don't know.
And two, they also sponsor the show. Can they remove the sweet and sour sauce stain from my soup because I spilled it when I had nuggies last night?
Please.
On the way home.
Whose blue Powerade is that?
That's mine. You can have the rest of that. That's
yes.
Too sweet.
So,
that wasn't a good one. One of those.
So, today's show.
Shake it off. Work through it. Push.
Certainly be an exciting show.
Don't make me laugh.
Now, you might have just heard in the news there, you might have heard Adam mention this, but Lord. So, six shows in total, Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch and Dunedin. Now, we have, starting at 7 o'clock, every half an hour, tickets to those locations to give away. You've just got to find our green light, which will be streaming on our Facebook page, FEMZM and ZM Online. So, if you're in Christchurch, Dunedin, Wellington, Auckland, there will be chances for you to win those tickets to see Lord, the very first tickets this morning from 7 o'clock. Also, John Campbell's on the show.
God.
He's back on TV.
He'll save you today.
Yeah.
He's a savior.
Wonderful,
of
man. They're doing some big show.
So, him and Nigel Latte. Latte Chino, they're looking at what's happening in the future of New Zealand, what's to come.
Right.
It's like, and it's going to be this weird interactive TV. It's like the internet, but TV, and you can
and
participate,
you can vote. Right, okay, well, catch up with him later this morning. Tinder Nightmares returns, and Caitlin's just found a photo from last night.
Guys.
I took that. Is that the photo
I took? It's the best photo I've ever seen in my life. It's of me and Jeremy Wells. And we look cute.
He looked so great last night. That's a great photo.
All right, rabbit hole.
ZM.
Some of us actually put effort in and haven't received an effing compliment.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Just checking in with the rest of the team. Producer James was a little late to work today.
Yeah, I probably got here about, 15 minutes before the show maybe.
Yeah.
But I'm here, which is the main thing.
Okay, because I didn't, looking at you last night, I didn't think you'd make it.
How many
burgers did you have on the way home?
I had two double cheeseburgers on the way home, which was outstanding.
Mathematically, that's a quad cheeseburger then.
That's four.
But I was good, so I swapped the Coke out for a Kiwi Blue, which was probably the best idea I did.
Right.
Was that water?
They don't charge you. Like,
did you go steam buns?
Yeah, of course I went steam buns.
I did steam buns.
Add McChicken sauce and bacon as well. And you've got the best burger you can get at McDonald's. Right. For sure. Hands down.
Jesus. Show sponsor, but this is in no way chat. It's
just the pureness of my heart.
Yeah.
That's coming from a place of pure love.
Caitlin, are you eating lollies?
I found some fruit bursts, guys.
Sweet doesn't do it for me on a hangover, eh? Sweet doesn't do it for me.
This is what you need in your life, I promise you. I've just had one.
No, then we're going to crash even harder on the other side of that.
Yeah.
What?
All right, you lot, listen up. It's story time.
All right, I've found three news headlines. Vaughn and Megan pick one headline only, and then we delve into that story head first. Dive into that story. Headline one, THC pizza to treat munchies head on. Headline two, kid wins big on arcade machine. And headline three, TSA reminds travellers, even if grenades are in plastic bags, you still can't carry on.
Well, they're not liquid under 100 mils, are they?
No.
A huge explosive device.
Yeah.
THC pizza.
What's THC?
It's the active ingredient. It's the active part of weed, eh? It was weird when they talked about medicinal marijuana in New Zealand last week. Someone made the claim that it won't have THC in it. But what would be the point then? That's the part that makes it medicinal marijuana, isn't it?
I didn't know
what
made it.
They're thinking of like hemp products that don't have the active THC in it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I just want to know before I fake a
I think all the stoners got excited because they thought they'd just be able to go out and smoke weed everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, it's my glaucoma.
Yeah. Or my leg.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
I've got a thing.
Okay, so which one are we going
And they have those pizzas in Southeast Asia and Cambodia.
I think this story's from America, but yeah, Cambodia, they've been around for years.
What
do
they call those happy pizzas?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Tread lightly. What was the second one? Kid wins big.
Kid wins big on arcade machine.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we've got these in you. You've got kids. You know those little, they're like kind of gumball machines and they're like the little capsules, like a Kinder Surprise capsule.
Yeah, and you put the coin in, you twist it, and it rolls around the...
Yes. Mm-hmm. One of those. So a kid was in America and put in a quarter, so 25
cents.
A quarter. At a restaurant vending... So this was a vending machine, the arcade, whatever those machines are called. Was it a restaurant?
Yeah.
Puts in his quarter. And it just pops around the little track, round and round and round.
Yeah.
Pops out.
Mm-hmm.
Inside, his ball was not a toy or a bouncy ball, but white powder, which police tested after their mother called the police, positive for cocaine. So a 25-cent bundle of cocaine. And
little
apparently, it turns out they opened up the machine and there were just all of these things stuffed with coke. So I don't
all
know.
Of them?
Yeah. So I don't know if they were waiting for a drug pickup or what, and this kid just kind of stumbled in and played the game and then got the coke.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah.
That's so weird.
You're
so
running the risk of everyone.
So they...
Yeah. So police turn up and they open it up. They're like, well, there's a lot of coke in here. There was a phone number on the side of the machine. It was registered to Snack Time Vending. And a woman answered the phone at that number and told the Times that her company owned a couple of the machines. And they obviously don't stock them with cocaine. So they don't really know what's happening. They normally put toys and candy in the little capsules, and police are investigating. And the boy had to give back the cocaine.
Oh, I hope they gave him a bouncy ball.
Well, yeah. For a quarter, that would be the least you would want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like, wow. Jeez. I want to know how it got in there. I need to see some security footage.
You need to get to the bottom of it.
Sounds like something from a Breaking Bad-esque type show, eh?
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Now, there's an issue in our lovely central North Island town beside the lake, Taupo.
Oh, okay.
Taupo.
Yeah, great.
Taupo. Thanks. I always second guess
Spot
myself on
Taupo. On pronunciation.
Thanks.
Vaughn, Taupo.
Now, there's a little pumping station. There's a little cinder block shed.
Okay.
With a mural on the side.
Mm.
Now, it's beside the road that you drive through to get to Taupo. Now, there's an issue because tourists think it's a toilet. And that's not just international tourists. That's
New
everybody
Zealand
that's
tourists.
Pretty much not from the small town of Taupo.
Right.
No, didn't do it right that time. And people are wheezing on the outside of it because they stop to go toilet, but then there's no, like, open door.
And they're like, well, like, I'm kind of behind it. No one can see me.
Now that I'm here, I'm just going to stay on this side of it and wee on
right.
It. That's not good.
No.
Everybody, there's signs now.
Oh, right.
This isn't a toilet. Don't do wee here.
So is it mainly guys?
I don't. You know, I'd hope so. Because
remember that French tourist in Dunedin that was caught on camera, the Freedom Camper, doing a dump in the gutter? Woman, a female.
Yeah.
Megan.
In this day of gender equality, it's nice to see anybody squatting in the open to wee publicly.
It is.
Or poo as it happens. I mean, that's disgusting and very rank, regardless of your gender.
I'm just looking at the photo of this. Yeah, it looks like. It's right beside the lake, right beside State Hobo 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not a toilet.
It's not a toilet.
It's very confusing, though, because it's got, like, the mural and everything.
It looks like it would be one.
Yeah, yeah. I can see why once you've put... And, well, you know, once you see a toilet, it's all on. Like, you can hold on, but then it's
you
like...
You sense the ceramic.
Yeah.
And then you're like...
And then you see it and your body's like, phew, okay, I'm beginning final stages of evacuation plans.
Yeah. And then you've got to get it back in there.
Yeah. Oh, good luck. You'll do yourself permanent damage. So that's why, but don't think it is because it's not.
Yeah. All right.
General warning from Taupo.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Oh, Carl Fletcher to triage, please. Carl Fletcher to triage.
Someone went to the toilet and didn't make it back in time for the end of the song.
Zoe's asleep on the beanbags. It's brilliant.
Is she?
Are we on here?
Were you just gossiping with Zoe? That's what we were like. We've got a show to do.
Carl Fletcher, triage.
Where have you been?
We made a coffee, toilet. Okay. And then someone was asleep on the bean, unidentified, a sleeping person on the beanbags.
You do coffee and toilet.
So Zoe,
and
did
toilet.
You roll her over to make sure she was alive?
No, she woke up because I was going to come in here and say, hey, we should do a thing where we wake her up.
Oh, she's
It's the top six.
Today's top six, the top six artifacts they'll find digging the Auckland City Rail Loop. This is what they've found so far. They've even put some photos up of it.
Yeah.
They have found five vessels behind the chief post office building. These include one of those old, awesome stoneware reusable beer bottles that they used to come in back
how
in the
old
day.
Would that, how old would that be?
They reckon 150 years old. It looks
that's
like
all refilled.
Some hipster ceramic stuff.
That's all filled in land, isn't it?
Yeah.
From back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. They reclaimed some land and filled it in. So they've just found a whole lot of bottles. Probably if you get off on old bottles, this is some real good stuff.
Okay.
I'm not a huge old bottle fan.
Right.
Personally, but I can see the appeal. One of the bottles is a Lee and Perrins Worcestershire sauce bottle.
Oh. When it still get those.
Yeah, and it actually looks like, I'll point you out, it still looks the same shape.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Same shape as the bottle, but this is a green one and it came with a glass stopper on the top and a cork. And I got really excited. I thought that was a big bit of greenstone, but that's just a smashed bottle. You know when you find like a bit of glass at the beach and it's been rolled through the surf so much it smooths the edges? Right.
And you think you've found like a new rock or something?
It's not a rock though, is it?
Yeah.
Disappointing as such. Mm. So today's top six, let's call it a top four. unacceptable.
It's falling apart.
Nah. Let's call it a top five.
Think of one.
Oh, let's call it a top six. I'll give myself some time there. Number three is going to be a real doozy.
Oh. It doesn't exist yet.
Okay.
Number six on the list. An America's Cup supporters flag from a failed 1800s attempt to win in the Endeavour.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, we just recycled the Endeavour. You or Captain Cook, who knew the Endeavour best, had been eaten by some people in Hawaii. So we had the boat sitting around. We're like, we'll give that a go. And we didn't win the Earled Mug. That time.
Yeah.
Number five on the list, a horseshoe.
Oh, okay.
Which is the 1800s equivalent of just throwing a tire somewhere and just leaving it somewhere, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because they have found a horseshoe and they said it's a rare, not rare as in rare, a rare find, rare as in the back.
Oh,
it's a
right.
back horseshoe.
What does that mean?
Who knew there was a difference?
Oh, yeah. No, I thought they were all the same. No.
Yeah, me too. I didn't know that you'd get...
Is the back one bigger or something?
I don't know. But I've never horses would be the same size. Yeah.
Are they smaller at the back so they're like an orthopedic shoe? You know, some people have one shoe bigger than the other and they make the sole bigger?
Maybe.
Is that a thing for horses? I don't know.
It might. Like, cut a leg off a horse.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to tell you which one it was.
No.
I wouldn't even be able to tell a left horse hoof from a right horse.
That'd be a great game show. Which horse's leg is this? All right, Jill, you're back up for your fourth night.
It's a rear left leg. Correct, Jill. Bring in the next horse leg, which is less of a leg, just like this. Start cutting it further down. Good luck on this one, Jill. You know it all, bitch.
Come back tomorrow for $50,000.
Number four on the list, alien incubation shells.
Ooh.
Imagine if they stumble across alien
or are they just Kinder pods. Surprise?
Oh, it could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Tiny aliens.
Well, you don't know how big aliens are.
That's
oh, my God, imagine if they're real tiny. And they arrive, and they're like, aliens arrived on Earth today, but they're like little size of like troll dolls. Like,
and then we all kept them as pets.
Oh, that's a little offensive.
Oh, sorry.
They might be small, Megan, but they've travelled intergalactically. Okay. They've probably got a bit of weaponry that makes up for their small stature. Number two on the list. Oh, number three, I don't know. Number two on the list of the top six artifacts they'll find digging the Auckland City Rail Loop, the remnants of an avocado on toast from the good old days where you could both afford to have a house and avocado on toast.
Yep.
And the number one artifact they'll probably find digging the Auckland City Rail Loop, the first ever Les Mills gym membership that was paid for but barely used. Which there's no shortage of now in Auckland, but because it's old. And remember, the only difference between trash and an artifact is how long it's been sitting there.
Yeah.
So next time your neighbours are like, can you please clean up your yard? Because it's yuck and full of rubbish. You can be like, actually, it's full of future artifacts. So just chill out.
That's today's top six.
Oh, I got that. I got that.
Who's kidding there?
That's today's top six.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
So last night we had an industry function it was at a venue. It was a sit down affair, and there wasn't like a meal. There were breads.
There were
breads and vine leaves with rice on the inside.
Dolma, are they called dolma? Yeah,
I don't know. I've got a bit of time for those. There was little mini capsicum stuffed with feta cheese.
Yeah,
I think it's cream cheese, isn't it? And they're not mini capsicums.
What are they?
You're so cute.
No, I don't know what they are.
Mini capsicums.
No, because they're. No, the red ones.
Yeah, the red ones. They were too big to be olives. I just thought they were like little baby capsies.
No, because aren't they a little bit spicy?
What are they?
Yeah, the capsicums get a little bit of.
Oh, you're turning your nose up at us for not knowing what is, but you don't know.
Oh, but yeah, okay.
There's a difference.
There was not enough food on those tables.
Well, that's an issue. Why, because before the ceremony started, everyone's doing this
pepper
mangling
juice.
Thing.
That's what they are. Yeah.
Of the capsicum family. So everyone's mingling and chatting, but old Free Food Smithy knew that those breads and stuff weren't going to be replaced. So I spent my free ceremony time eating as much bread as I could.
Smart move. And
those dewy peppery situations with the yummy cream cheese on the inside and the olives and everything. Here's my issue. There was three dips for the bread. One was capsicum based. Am I correct in saying that, Megan?
I don't know. I didn't eat them.
You didn't eat them?
A hummus-y,
like a hummus-y white looking one, and then a green one.
Hummus. Well, like the green one's what? Exactly. The green one's what I want to talk about, because I grabbed a big piece of bread and dipped it in. I was saving my favourite till last, the avocado-based, or the green one.
Yeah.
So I had the hummus-y and I had the capsicum dip, and they were both pretty good. But I was like, here you go, green. And I stuck my bread in and really loaded it up. There was a lot of dip on there. Then I pushed it into my mouth, and I was almost immediately met with the very distinct taste of peas. Peas.
Yeah, it was.
Peas.
Everybody thought that was an avocado and thought, what kind of function are we at? This is very ooh la la. Everyone's got avo.
Everybody here.
Like, no wonder the housing crisis is happening in the very city we're eating all this avo.
I didn't know the media industry had, you know, any money left, let alone money to put avocado on every table. But
it was pea.
Who am I to look a gift horse in the mouth? Well, I should have looked in his mouth because I would have seen him going, meh, yuck, this is peas.
Who puts a mush pea
as a dip?
And like an antipasto platter.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And there should have been warnings. I would have been fine with it because I've actually had this pea dip once.
Yeah.
And it was actually pretty good, but I was told it was pea dip.
So you were prepared.
I was prepared for pea dip.
Okay.
This was all, it even looked like avocado to the point it had little, you know when you thinly slice a chili and put it in avocado, guacamole, as a sort of a hola to anybody who's about to eat it.
Yeah.
It had that in there.
Yeah.
It had all the hallmark signs.
You should have had a little taster before you went all greedy and piled it on your bread.
Well, I will from now on. Okay. That's tread lightly out there this weekend. If you're expecting avocado, it could be peas. Unless you work in like finance, because if you're having like a financial industry.
They've been
stockpiling avocado.
Yeah, they do.
They saw this coming.
Yeah.
They didn't tell the rest of us.
Yeah.
It's like those guys off The Big Short with the global financial crisis. Yeah. They saw it coming, so they played their cards right. It's these avocado hoarding finance assholes we've got to watch. You pop open the boot of the next Ferrari, you see, it'll be loaded with avocados. Loaded.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Fletch,
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan's community notices.
When do you want the good one? When do you want the nice
save
one?
It at
the
last. End?
Save it for last. Yeah. Okay, let's save it for last. Welcome to Community Notices, a segment of the show where we have a look at what's happening in your neighbourhood according to the local Facebook pages. There's a really nice one coming up. Okay. You know what? I'll tell you. It's from Rotorua.
Kia ora.
Rotorua. Thanks. Good. We'll be talking to you soon. Meanwhile, let's have a giggle at some other neighbourhoods. Papakura and Takanini Facebook page.
Yep.
Liz, who's, judging by her profile photo, someone that says, oh, you look absolutely lovely, we must catch up on other people's photos.
Okay.
She says, would tonight's lotto winner please buy the police helicopter a bloody muffler? This was posted at 1 minute to midnight on Saturday night.
Oh, no.
Classic Papakura ghetto bird out there hovering low trying to catch a perp. One of the comments on it is, maybe the lotto winner could this is going from memory because I've only got the screen cap of the thing, but somebody sent me the... that's what it was. It was something along the lines of, maybe the lotto winner could give the criminals something better to do with their time. And then that just quickly devolved into...
Right. I thought you were going to say maybe the lotto winner could just move to another suburb.
But then I don't think the lotto winner was from, wasn't the big lotto winner from Thames?
Yeah,
Thames? I don't know how to pronounce it. Thames, I think it's pronounced. Yeah. Yes. Mm. So lovely to hear from you, Liz. You look beautiful. We must catch up soon.
Did you guys, like, we had a radio function last night. Did you guys say that to people? Oh, we must catch up.
Oh, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Let's have a coffee sometime.
It's been too long. Must... blah, blah, blah.
Such a
prick. But not the biggest one there. This from Buy and Sell New Plymouth. Let's pop down to your home province, Fletch.
What's
and
my
see
home
it.
P doing?
Well, I don't even know how you'd say this name. I-N-E? I-N-E. She's got something for sale, 51 porcelain dolls.
Ooh, okay.
$80 for the whole collection, which is not bad per porcelain.
Aren't they expensive?
They can be expensive. Okay. If you've got a good one, if you've got a rare one.
In what condition are they?
Well, varying. She said, this is my 8-year-old granddaughter's collection that she's been collecting since she was 4.
And she's selling them at 8.
Now that she's all grown up, she thinks they're creepy and no longer wants them. Lol.
Well, she's not wrong. They are creepy.
But she started this collection at 4. And she says this is a 4-year-old's collection. Mm. She's done well.
What's she into now?
Oh, I don't
8-year-olds
know.
Move on to what do they move on to?
What do you move from porcelain? Porcelain dolls are sort of an end of your life collection, isn't it?
Yeah,
rather than the start. They've all got all their body parts. There's 30 small ones, 21 big ones.
Good Lord.
No saying you want it, but not really.
That's my favourite part about Trade Me, the PASSAG comments.
Yeah. No tyre kickers.
Yeah.
Don't waste my time. You're welcome to view them. Pick up only, so nobody's getting into those in the post. You don't want to trust.
No.
I love my post in his little... Or she, this is the thing about those new red vehicles and every other day delivery of the post. It's a different person all the time.
Oh, okay. You don't have a
regular.
You don't
get to know your post.
No, not like the old days where you'd leave them a box of scorched almonds come Christmas. But because you don't know who that's going to get. That could be a Johnny Come Lately on the round.
You don't want a new postie scooping it and getting a whole box of scorched almonds.
I've always been a fan of rewarding the postie that does the hard months of the year, the winter months.
Oh, right.
The wet months. Yeah. Not a postie that cruises in early December and enjoys,
on a uni holiday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
classic.
By the way, the calf muscles of the New Zealand post workers have gone downhill since those new electric vehicles, haven't they?
Not as tough anymore.
Yeah, the glutes and calves are going to jelly.
Yes, exactly. It was great for them. Not anymore. this one's quite nice for the residents of Flagstaff in North Hamilton. Hi all. In a month's time, my little girl turns 1 and a month after my boy will be turning 5. We're new to Hamilton and don't have much friends here yet to celebrate the kid's birthday. So I was thinking of celebrating in a rest home. Is this possible? Has anybody done this before? I thought my kids would have people at their party and the old people would enjoy seeing children celebrating. It's my son's birthday. We've always been very simple. Since it's his 5th, I thought we'd make it nice and special.
Okay.
Any suggestions? That's lovely, isn't
it? That's a nice idea.
Oh, no, Megan's face. You don't think that's lovely.
No, because the kids will go there and everyone's like, eh.
Well, hey, my grandson.
Yeah, that's the thing. They'd be so far gone. They'd think they were at their grandson's birthday.
They'd be like, I am for today.
Yeah. Where's my $10 check, man?
Where's my Kate Shepherd?
Yeah.
grease the palm. Let's finish it in Rotorua's Good, Bad and Ugly Reviews page. This comes from Lisa. This is the one I was talking about. This is really nice. Yep. Hit trip to hospital last night for my little boy. Arrived about 10 p.m. Found a very busy, unmoving ER. If you've ever gone to a public hospital and sat in an emergency room.
We've sat in that very ER.
Oh, yeah, when Megan hurt herself.
Yeah.
We could leave, though. But when you're with a kid, you've got to...
Unless you're, like, severely bleeding or have chest pains or anything, you're going to sit there for hours.
On my wife's birthday this year when August fell over in the bath and cracked open her chin, we sat there for like 5 hours.
But she was bleeding, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's insane.
But she stopped screaming because there was a toy pen, so apparently we got deprioritised. But anyway, it's an unmoving ER if you're ever a parent or anybody that's been stuck in an ER. Awful place, dreary. However, the most amazing thing happened, says Lisa. A young man walked in shortly after we arrived with a bunch of pizzas that he offered up to everybody waiting there. How thoughtful and kind. What a lovely young man. I never got his name. And then he just dropped the pizzas off, gave everybody the pizzas and disappeared. Like a pizza angel.
Now, was he a delivery guy and someone had cancelled him? Am I making this less...
A little bit.
Am I making the story?
No, but he could have taken those.
But even he could have taken them home.
I know. Yeah.
I would have taken them home and frozen them.
No, but that's a lovely gesture. Frozen them. What? No one's doing that.
Yeah, freeze them and then just cook them again. Defrost cook.
But yeah, right,
that's
so sweet.
That is nice.
And that's like what somebody said. They said Rotorua's Good, Bad and Ugly reviews had generally been bad and ugly. It's good to see there's still some good out there.
Nice.
I don't know who that guy is.
But pat on the back.
Pat on the back.
You,
absolute smelly Rotorua pat on the back from all of us. Those are today's community notices. If you see anything on your local Facebook page, screen cap it and send it to ours. We're FEMZM on Facebook.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, it's 12 past 7.
In a continuing series of Vaughn Smith is Barack Obama.
Yep.
I've got another piece of evidence. It's its first outing.
Oh, okay.
But the trick is to make it feel established.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Barack Obama had a tuxedo.
Yep.
And he's had the same tuxedo for pretty much his entire presidential term. And he's still wearing it post-presidential term. Well done to you, sir, on not putting on or losing weight over that time.
Oh, because, you know, a lot of people were asking about the follow-up yesterday because, you know, we did the glad wrap so I could fit my pants.
Yeah.
I fit them way better than the night before. And I don't know if it's because I didn't eat much during the day yesterday.
Right.
But it's definitely the glad wrap.
Yeah. He's not a yo-yoer, though, is he? He's very consistent with his weight.
Well, and, you know, he stopped smoking. And generally, like, I've never been a smoker, but you talk to smokers. Like, just last night, James was saying how great it is for the metabolism.
Yeah. James.
Do you remember
that? I always say that if you ever want to lose weight, you should get into smoking.
James, don't say that.
I'm not here to glorify it, but it's cool. You know, you lose weight.
And then you die.
And then you die.
You're going to lose all your weight when you die.
Yeah, but you look good while you're doing it, so that's all right.
Like in heaven or hell or wherever the afterlife takes you, you could be like, I lost 80 kgs like that.
Exactly, and you look and you look cool doing it.
Lung cancer,
great.
The coolest.
Yeah.
Just the coolest. So he stopped smoking,
Barack
Obama, and he didn't put on any weight.
Right.
He loves basketball, though. He's an active man.
Yeah, so he's not like the new US president who, I believe, this is verbatim, but said something like, you shouldn't exercise because your heart only gets so many beats. You don't want to speed up your heart and prematurely end your life.
Oh, my God. That's
that guy's an effing idiot on all fronts.
But amazing, though, that the president of the United States, a new tuxedo every outing wouldn't be unusual.
No, God, no.
You would almost expect
4 or 5 a year. Wears tuxedos a lot.
But is this one tuxedo that Barack Obama has, is it like a $6,000 Tom Ford? Do we know what it is? There was a name,
but I can't remember it.
Yeah. It's a Helen Stein. He got a combo.
Yeah, he got a $199 combo.
Suit, tie. Suit, shirt, and tie.
And the buttons fell off after a week.
That's what happened to my Helen Stein. I had to put buttons back on my suit yesterday.
Re-sew your buttons as soon as you get it.
That's what somebody else said as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, while they're on there, you just double down on the needle and the thread.
When you buy from places like we do.
That was the first time I put a button on anything yesterday.
Oh, right. Okay.
Do you guys applause? Anybody?
Oh.
Why? Who was supposed to do it?
Yep, unanimous thumbs up. My mum always does it. I just if a button falls off something, I just save it till I go to my mum's next time and I take it down. She's one of sure. She puts a good button on.
Oh, she would.
And she doesn't make a big deal out of moving a short button closer if you put on a little bit of weight. Okay. She'll move it an inch. Right. So you get a bit, you're right. Like, oh, these fit better now.
So the point of this is that you are Barack Obama. You are both tight asses.
Yeah.
We can work out
this. We find something we like and we just wear it as much as we can for as long as we possibly can until it... I'm imagining Michelle's even had to fix a gooch rip.
Oh, she probably is. I hate it, though, when you do lose that favourite item of clothing. Like, I was hanging on to my favourite shorts for, like... They lasted a few summers.
Were they shorts?
No, they were, like... And they were Insight shorts. They were, like... Oh, you'd remember them. I'll show you some photos.
Okay. Is that the brand?
I looked at them finally. Yeah.
Insight.
And they were just
They've been said twice now. They should do the right thing, really.
Do you know I tried to Google them to see if I could just find them anywhere?
Yeah.
Couldn't find them. They're know. They were my favourite. They just fit perfect. Like, they were just comfy.
Yeah, this is like when I lost my Planet 8 hoodie. Did they stop doing Planet 8?
Yeah, it was not cool anymore, was it?
Real shame. I didn't even go up to like Planet 9. There wasn't like a continuing series or anything. I just had to find a new hoodie. I'd like to know from you listening, what is a piece of clothing that you can't let go of?
You might have had it repaired a few times.
Yes. Yeah, you can't. You've had patches put on, gooch rips fixed.
Maybe this is definitely guys. Because I can't think, if something rips, I'm like, I'll throw it
Surely
out.
Surely Caitlin's got an item of clothing that she's hanging on to.
Yeah, her bras.
Yeah, bras and knickers. I've got some real comfy knickers
are they homely or something?
Oh, I mean in the butt.
Oh, that what? Okay, I'm going to turn her one off. She's in a fragile
Maybe give her
state
a wide berth today.
0800 dials it in. The number.
How did you find somebody to keep company last night?
Don't be mean to me.
Holy knickers.
I was being relatable. So many people have holy knickers. It's a thing.
Relatable. Shit, that's a good line. When he is that in the future? Guys, I'm over here being relatable.
I'm trying to cater to everyone. People have holy knickers. I'm just putting it out there and being honest.
Comfy, they're your favourite. I do. I get it.
Okay.
Go on, leave me alone.
Maybe you like Caitlin and you're hanging on to a pair of holy knickers. 0800 times at him. 9696. What is the one item of clothing you just can't let go of?
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast.
Barack Obama has had a tux for his pretty much entire presidential reign. Reign sounded very
and then
Games
even
of Thronesy.
After he's still wearing it.
Still
it's
rocking
the same
tuxedo. Got one that he likes and he's just holding on to it. So we want to know what the piece of clothing is in your life that you can't get rid of that you're just, you know,
holding on to
a relationship with.
Jade, what's that one piece of clothing?
Well, I've got these like netball skins that I got from my sister, and I've had them for about 3 or 4 years now. They've got a massive hole in like the leg and the waistband, but I just can't get rid of them.
Are they like skin, like compression pants? Do you mean actual skins?
Yeah,
right.
But then those ones, I find anything that's like tight, when you're pulling it on, the hole only gets bigger.
And
then your skin kind of, you know, you get a little like...
Flops out of it. Yeah.
But you don't want to buy a new one. You just, do you think these are lucky?
Yeah. Last year in my netball team, we were undefeated for the whole year and every single game I wore those skins.
Oh.
And then you're too scared to not play with them because you might lose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you the one that chucks the ball through the hoop?
No, I'm a wing attack.
Right.
Still vital, though, Vaughn.
Well, no, don't get me wrong. The WAs and the WDs, very important out there on the court. Very vital.
Thanks, Jade. Rodders, good morning.
Morning, guys.
This is good, mate. Well, a little hungover, to be honest, Rodders. It's been a bit loose this morning.
Yes.
I did notice that you had a cheeky feel of Caitlin's bum this morning, or last night, actually. I thought it was morning.
Yeah, what was happening on the Insta story?
I did. Just a little side note here. I think it's quite a cute couple, actually.
Yeah, there's a lot of calls for it, actually.
It was misleading. Yeah. Caitlin shipping and I just walked into the awards together as a joke.
And then you gave her your jacket when you got cold?
Oh, actually, there was a lot of...
A few references to the nungers.
Oh, yeah.
You do. He's heavy on the Nungas references.
Somebody is all over the show social media. Right. Let's talk about your dad. He's holding on to one piece of item of clothing. What is it?
Yeah, he's holding on to his beloved moccasins that he's seen that he was given on his 16th birthday. He's now into his 60s. We've tried to throw them out several times. They're held together with a piece of, one slipper's got green kitchen string sewing them up. They've been resold probably half a dozen times, but he said, no, they've just finally worn in. He can't get them up, so obviously we're going to bury them.
And the moccasins.
It's amazing that they still fit him between 16 and 60.
Yeah, well, he's got little dad stumpy feet, you know, so.
Your feet don't get much bigger than they are when you're 16, though, eh? Look, I reckon that's when I think I don't think my feet grew from 16.
Amazing. All right. Hey, Rodders, thanks so much, mate. Have a great day.
Some text messages in. Caitlin, by the way, when you were relatable before about the holes in your knickers, you were very relatable. Lots of people messaged in.
Thank you very much. I know you think I say silly things, but I don't.
I've got
sometimes
tatty Kermit the Frog knickers that are 15 years old. Oh. Can only be worn after a bath, before bed.
Yes. After the bedtime knickers.
Yeah, I've got some loose boxer shorts that started out as standard boxer shorts, but then the elastics kind of
relegated.
Don't knickers after bath?
Like, no, always wear knickers to bed, Megan.
Yeah, you don't know where spiders could crawl right up there.
You're listening to the Fletch, Vaughn & Megan podcast, brought to you by the team at MyRepublic.
Yeah, OneRepublic, with hit songs such as Apologise.
It's MyRepublic.
Yeah,
that's OneRepublic.
So I'm not here to promote the 2007 album Dreaming Out Loud.
No.
That actually makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I'll just stop this now then.
Okay.
Yeah, MyRepublic have no limits, but I sure do. If you're sick of limits, sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code podcast and you'll get a month free on top of what is already a great deal.
What Next starts Sunday night on TVNZ1 with Nigel Latta and John Campbell.
And we are joined in studio by John Campbell. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. He's pretty bloke around here, John.
Coming up next on ZM. Yeah.
That's how it works. Yeah. So this is the sequel to What Now?
Yeah, it is. It is. So it's a children's show.
But for the children growing up.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, Gunjig Nigel Ladder. And
And we're going to sing some songs.
Great stuff. Take some art entries.
Yeah, that's nice.
Colouring in.
This seems... Is it scary, the future of New Zealand?
It's the future of the world's scary because lots of the things that we take for granted. And so resources are finite. We're just starting to realise that now. And the finite resources we have, we can destroy by not caring for them well enough. We're just starting to realise that now. Climate change is a thing. How are we responding to that? We're just starting to talk about that now. And so, you know, some of this is scary. There is a survey that estimates 46% of the jobs that currently exist won't exist in 20 years' time. It's
like
a big
even
thing.
Truck driving, they reckon that'll be all automated.
Everything will be automated.
Are you kidding?
And the impact, the estimated economic impact of automated cars is $1.4 trillion in Australia and New Zealand.
Learn computers.
So when we say to our kids, don't do screen time, get off those screens, actually maybe that's crappy advice. Maybe they need to know screens like...
Right.
But better use of screen time.
Exactly. Better use of screen time.
So not just watching some kid unwrap a present for hours on end.
Yeah.
It's
addictive though.
They love it.
Yeah.
So what are you doing over 5 nights? So you're just asking the question.
Yeah, absolutely. We're saying, we're talking to people who know about where the world's going. What is the world going to be like? And then we say to people, right, what should our response to this be? We're not trying to answer it. We're just trying to have the discussion.
And it's interactive, so people will be voting during the show.
So people can constantly participate and also vote on a series of options.
Right.
And also, we're just discussing what people think about stuff. I mean, there's now robots that can do surgery. How do we feel about that stuff? And actually, it scares the crap out of me. Nigel did a test on his spit that could tell him whether he was going to get Alzheimer's, whether he was going to have heart disease and all that. I refused to do it. I didn't want to know. Now that's kind of...
Why is Nigel Latter going to die of that?
Someone told him. And actually, the news...
I don't know about that.
Me too.
Because what can you do to avoid these things?
Well, I guess if they told you you're going to die of heart disease, you stop eating fish and chips and you do some exercise.
Yeah.
But if they said you were going to have Alzheimer's, then there's not much you can do. That's scary stuff.
I prefer not to know that.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Yeah, it's fascinating, hey?
I wouldn't want to know.
Yeah, that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
And then all of our jobs are going to go to robots.
I know.
It's not fair.
Well, we need to think about what jobs will go to robots and what jobs won't. So the human jobs, you know, the jobs that involve bringing joy to people and making people laugh. So what you do, which makes people happy in the mornings, a robot ain't going to do that, is it? A robot can play your CDs. I'm showing my age. a robot, like, you know, exactly. A robot, a robot actually can't make us happy to be alive.
Yeah.
A robot can't actually wish someone happy birthday. You know, yeah. Do all. So actually, that stuff is good. And the service, and you are still, you know, I mean, when you're going to jump off a bungee platform, when you're coming to New Zealand on your big OE and someone is counting down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, that is still going to be a person.
Yeah, it'd be scary if it was a robot.
Yeah, it would. and it wouldn't be the same, would it? It wouldn't be as much fun. So actually, the stuff we do really well, the human stuff is going to survive. But the stuff you can automate will be automated.
But it's interesting because people are becoming less social, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're staying at home.
So you're saying we've got to be more social in the future.
Yeah.
How do we get there? Do we put our phones down?
So what is our point of difference? What do we have that the machines don't? What is the one thing we have? We are people. We have our humanity. We have, you
emotions.
Know. Emotions. Yeah. Our eyes sparkle when we smile. So that's the stuff we've got to bring to the party.
Sparkly eyes.
Yeah.
And our soul.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, John, it's so nice to have
you.
Yeah,
it's lovely. It's lovely to be here.
So this is 5 nights. Are you going to return to TV permanently?
No, I don't think so. I'm working at another radio station. I'm working at Radio New Zealand. I was going to say a competitor of yours. I don't.
Someone tried to start some shit between us recently. Yeah. Because I said, in the recent budget, you guys got a bit more allocation.
Yeah.
So I said it's good you guys are getting a bit more money because, you know, I'd like to see your new equipment and all up to date. And someone said I called you dinosaurs and then they were trying to start some beef.
Yeah, no, there's no beef there, bro.
There'll be no drive-by shootings in Radio New Zealand.
There'll be bicycling, passing, bagling.
In fact, I'm increasingly of the view that we wish each other well in this business. I mean, every day is an effort of, you know, being the best you can be. Everyone I know works to be the best they can be. I mean, there's no days. I never listen to you guys and think, God, they're taking the piss this morning. They're not trying hard enough this morning.
That's how the boss said it.
We've got recording that. We've got it on record.
So it starts Sunday. It's a 5-night affair.
Yeah. It's a 5-night affair, my brother.
It's a 5-night affair. Yeah,
that's a good way
of
putting it.
It's like a John Campbell, Nigel Adder miniseries.
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drama.
Will there be a love? Will there be a kissing?
We find out what Nigel's going to die of. Yeah. And then the robots take over in the 5th episode. So, brilliant. All good stuff to look forward to.
All right. On TVNZ1, thank you so much, John Campbell.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughan and Megan. The podcast.
Great news for Tauranga and Hamilton residents. Uber is heading your way.
Oh, for Tauranga as well.
Yeah, Tauranga is getting over as well.
Hold the fort.
That'll teach you all for eating Iggy Baps in front of me.
I got a bit of crusty bun. Crusty bun.
A bit of crusty bun.
I got a crusty bun lodged on the dangly.
Work function last night, so we're fighting a few hangovers this morning on the show.
Fighting the good fight.
But this is great news for I'm a huge fan of Uber. I mean, they're probably the companies.
I don't know. What are you trying to say?
You know, like, isn't their CEO's an arsehole?
Oh,
he is.
The CEO's dealing with all the trouble that the company's had. Is he necessarily the
arsehole? No, he's an arsehole. Remember, he got in, somebody recorded him in an Uber driver.
Oh, yeah,
right.
He's
recorded him, and he was an absolute prick. Yeah, so, you know.
Probably he's just having a bad day, isn't it? Made your bed, lie on it. So Tauranga and Hamilton are getting Uber, which is great news because I've got Hamilton mates that get quite excited about taking an Uber when they come to Auckland.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Well, I'll admit, though,
the first time is pretty neat.
It is. It's because it's life-changing.
Yeah,
you don't have to have money.
No, you just open the app, you push your button, and then a taxi turns up and takes his light off his roof and his magnet off the door and magically becomes an Uber driver right in front of your eyes. It's like watching a transformer go from a truck to a robot human.
Yeah.
So they're going to, and this has obviously sparked a bit of a kickoff between them and cabbies, traditional taxi drivers, whom of which I had an experience with last night.
Right.
I open up the app, click the Uber button to get my Uber, and I was waiting, and this guy pulls in and he's like, "You want a ride?" I was like, "Oh yeah, you're my Uber driver." He's like, No. Don't worry about him.
Oh, he was trying to do a cheeky pickup. Sometimes this happens to me when I wait for the airport bus. Because they know that you're going
to the airport. Yeah.
But they're never going to beat $16.
Nah. Well, that's what I said to him. I said, my Uber estimate was in the high 30s to get home.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Where are you headed?" And I told him my address. He's like, "Oh, $50. I was like, "No, absolutely not."
You're like, "This is why people are using Uber?"
And then I was like, I had a bit of Irish courage in me. So I was like, "You know what? No, I always get home for $30. But seeing as though I'm going to get charged a $10 cancellation fee for my Uber, I'm going to pay you $20.
Okay.
And he's like, no. I was like, all right, well, then see you later. I got my Uber coming.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, okay, $20. And I was just like, I must have this look on my face like, holy shit, this is what it feels like. To wield
like?
The power of the dark side. So I had a little taste for it. So yeah. I got in. Yep. And he didn't really talk to me. I don't think he was too happy.
Yeah.
And then my Uber drivers tried to call me and I was like,
awkward. It's like you've just got a new girlfriend.
Yeah,
and
you're cheating
the old
on your
one's
boyfriend.
Calling.
And I'm yeah, I know, and I've never cancelled. I didn't know how to cancel. So I'm in the app trying to cancel.
Yeah.
Tries calling again. I'm like, ugh. And I said to the driver, do you know how to cancel an Uber?
Just like cancel request.
No, I don't know. I was pretty boozed, but I don't know. Anyway, I get to my house and see it, a taxi driver is like, oh, cash. I was like, no, I've got FPOS. He's like, oh, that's $3 extra. This was the noise I made. It's not 1997. I don't pay any extra for mobile FPOS transactions. You know, you're at my world now, buddy. And he's like, oh, $2? I said, we're not bargaining. And that's the story about how Vaughn Smith lost his perfect 5-star Uber rating.
It is. Finally,
it came at a cost.
Gone.
I know. Yeah. I love the way of rubbing that in you guys' faces because I don't take them very often. And when I do, I always give great marks and they give great marks back. And now I've lost it because of the cancellation.
All right.
So. Is there any way I can contact them and get this remedied?
No, because it's your fault.
Can I blame the taxi driver, the Uber driver?
No.
Yeah, well, it's tough at the top.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen from their 5-star rating.
No, no, no.
All right.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Tins are nightmares.
Tinder Nightmares is a segment of the show where, by the name, you've probably guessed, we hear the not successful Tinder date stories.
Yeah.
Here to share hers today. Tony, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great,
good, Tony.
Thank you.
So you matched with this guy. What happened?
So we decided to meet up to go see a movie, and it started off fine, but when we got to the shopping centre, he decided to whip out a pack of cards and start doing magic tricks.
Oh, no.
Why did he wait till the shopping centre? That would be the first thing I'd do if I knew any magic.
We had joked about that beforehand, but I didn't think that was actually going to happen. And then after maybe 5 tricks, I figured we're going straight to see the movie. But he decided that we were going to go see a 6:30 p.m. one. And at this point, it was only 3 o'clock.
Oh, no. So he wanted to do all the magic tricks.
Basically, yeah. Or every single one he could think of. So I had to spend 3.5 hours wandering around with him, like wandering the streets, with him talking about how I didn't participate enough during the tricks.
Oh! It was less of a Tinder date and more of an audition to be a magician's assistant.
Was he good looking enough to get away with being a magician? Like, could you overlook the magic stuff?
Oh, like David Blaine?
Yeah.
Maybe for someone, but not for me.
Right.
Like, we had talked about how I went and saw The Naked Magicians a few years ago and how much I loved magic, but like real performance magic.
Yeah, when they're on the stage and not your boyfriend.
Yeah.
But then there would be some people that would be absolutely, like, amazed by it and really into it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there would be someone who would have loved that, but it was real awkward. We sort of just took up an entire, like, booth in the food court and just did magic tricks.
Aww.
And it was really awkward. And he tried to get me to talk to the Queen of Hearts and I couldn't do it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no wonder he gave you some stern feedback.
Yikes.
So
fair to say no second date there, Tony?
Yeah, no, pretty fair to say that. He got real defensive when I told him that I would rather just be friends. And so I was like, okay, bye, don't need you in my life.
You were like, hey, here's a magic trick. The possibility of us being any more than friends has just disappeared.
Oh, hey, Tony, we're going to hook you up with the Tinder Nightmares prize pack. Well done.
Awesome. Thank you.
And next on Tinder Nightmares, we talk to a magician who tried his best, but this cold-hearted bitch just would not give him a shot.
Hey, thanks, Tony. And if you've got a Tinder Nightmare of your own, you can register ZM online.
Flashback Friday.
Yes, all right. My pick this week for Flashback Friday and a song that's in the news this week. The song is in the news. And I thought, have we done this? as a Friday flashback. We've done a couple of songs from this artist, but not this one.
We should have done this one.
Number one in 15 countries around the world, including Australia, but not New Zealand. Number two here. Oh, I don't know what managed to keep it out of the charts.
Do you know, this song is the first and only Grammy Award this artist has ever won.
Really?
Really? Yep.
Okay.
They got them the Best Dance Recording Grammy.
This song...
It's nothing to do with singing.
No. This song has been included in lists by Pitchfork, NME Magazine, and Rolling Stone, and they've all called it one of the best songs of the decade.
Really?
So that's big praise from, like...
Respectable magazines.
Exactly. And your Friday flashback today, Britney Spears and Toxic.
We need a bit of this today.
Martin Henderson's in this music video too, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's on Grey's Anatomy now and he got to kiss Britney with tongue on her mouth. ZM. Baby, can't you see I'm calling? ZM, my pick this week. Yeah, look at all those texts. Banger, Fletch.
You can't see the text
Fletch,
machine.
Oh, this is so good, Fletch. You've done so well. That's a
banger. Good work, Fletch. Yeah, shit, yes. You. Love it. Yas, queen.
You are welcome, New Zealand. The song in the news this week because they're saying the audio was leaked, but doesn't she need press at the moment, Megan?
Yeah,
Brittany?
She's still doing her Vegas tour. This is the studio recording of Toxic before they auto-tuned it.
When I heard this was a lake, I was like, this will be great because it'll be awful, but it's actually pretty good.
It's not that bad,
eh? It's fine, isn't it? Yeah. All right, we now turn our attention to...
What did she say?
I don't know. Love
Taste up your lips. I'm on a ride.
Okay.
Oh, thanks. I was just like, I'm on a...
Pretty much all my knowledge of Britney songs is just a series of noises. Then a well-timed. And I know that you're coming. I'm a now. Yeah. I'm eating potatoes now. I'm having fun now. I'm Britney Spears. I got a Vegas residency. I'm eating potatoes now.
Okay, come on. I know you're hungover, but just calm down.
I took a sip from my devil's cake. Slowly, I'm picking over me.
Okay, Friday Jams. maybe some more Britney for you at Friday Jams at 9. Well, we now turn our attention to intern Anya. We all had a big night last night, but this is something that isn't about last night. This is something intern Anya did and spoke to us about earlier this week.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
So this was a movie premiere. Now we get invited to these. These are lovely. These are good. What?
You get invited, but you don't go.
I think that's what I was just about to say.
Oh, yeah.
I don't often go because it's weeknights and it's like...
The media get invited because then we can talk about the movie and they come out on Thursday. So, Anya, you got invited.
Yes, I did.
And you invited a friend.
I did. Well, I tried to invite a friend and I was doing a bit of a hustle. I was like, hey, guys, does anyone want to come? And they're like, oh, uni, work, blah, 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 blah. And then I went to the B team and then they were like,
hey.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
That was Megan.
Yeah, at what point did you ask me to go with you?
Mid-beam, love. Mid-beam.
Mid-beat.
Yeah, you're mid-beat.
Shit.
But did the B team fall through?
Yeah.
So you went to what you referred to as a level C.
Yeah.
Friend.
Yeah, I did.
You call them levels. I call them tiers.
Okay.
Like second tier, third tier friend.
Right.
And then acquaintance. Mm.
Yeah.
And then person I'm friends with on Facebook but have hidden from timeline.
There's varying levels of friends.
It's not necessarily a bad thing, though. Like, a C level might just be someone you're not comfortable to hang out just with them yet.
Well, that's the thing. This was the perfect opportunity to, like, upgrade her from a C to a B.
Do you run that game? Because like, I don't, once you've like kind of been allocating, you've got to work your way out of a tier. It's not up to me. It's not up to me to elevate you from another tier.
Well, no, because she was so appreciative of that upgrade. It was wonderful.
Did she buy movie snacks?
No, we got given them.
I'm sure
she would have. No,
did
it was
do
great.
Anything? Did you have good banter? Do you think she'll be a B next time?
Yeah, we got on really well. The only reason she was a C is because we hadn't really hung out before, and I kind of poached her from someone in the A team.
Oh, right, see. Okay. Yeah. Right.
A friend of a friend.
Yeah. Okay. So now she's in the B team.
C level, up to B.
Wonderful times.
Very interesting.
Is there like future plans to move her to a level A?
I see it on the cards, yes.
Yeah, it's
I
a do believe it. Over, it is a over the years? Yeah. Okay.
That's It'll good. Take hard work, dedication, but I believe it could happen.
It sucks when, like, I've had level C friends, and you're like, I think I'll upgrade them, and then they shut you down. You're like, oh, they don't want to hang out anymore, so they don't want to be upgraded.
Or where someone, you consider them a tier two friend, they've got you on a tier three, and you're like, oh, our tiers are all out of whack here.
Yeah.
Or where you think you're a tier A.
Because I'm a tier A with you, A.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, good.
Everybody here's a tier A.
Yeah.
Everybody here's.
Because you're on my tier echelon. A as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank
you're welcome.
You. Yep, we're on an even standing. Is everybody here? Am I tier A with everybody? Caitlin, no?
You're like, kind of gets to the weekends and we're like, please don't talk to me.
And holidays, like, I'm just like, please.
So that Vaughn would be
delete
a B.
Delete me from you.
You're A during
nah,
the week.
Nah, you guys are all A.
It's A.
A during the week and F the weekend.
Yeah. And they call those workmates, but... it's always disheartening to think you're a tier A or a level A or a level one or a tier one. I don't know what your structure falls on, but
like what you mean when someone's having a wedding and
you don't get invited.
Oh, yeah, you don't even get invited.
You don't get or you don't get the first round of invites because you know you put the invites out there and then you wait on your RSVPs and then you might dip your toe into the tier two.
You're allowed to do that. Do second roll out of invites.
Yeah.
When people say no, yeah, but then you don't want that invite because it's
no,
pity invite.
No, you don't want the tier two. I'd rather not have an invite than a tier two invite.
Yeah, just rather save some money on the catering.
Yeah, or give you half a present because I was considered half a thought.
Yeah,
I'd like to know if anybody listening misjudged terribly what level
their friendship was.
Yeah,
okay,
maybe you thought it was a dual
A
tier A friendship, but it wasn't. You had them on an A, but they had you on a C.
That's
going to be disheartening. Basically, when did you think you were better friends than you were?
Yeah. Are we the only people that do this? Or is this everyone does it, but they don't refer to it?
Everyone does it.
They might not have put a name to it.
Right, but they've done it.
But they've definitely done it.
0800 dial ZM 9696.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast.
We're talking about tier-level friendships. Are they such a thing in your world? I mean, everybody here has unanimously agreed that, you know, you have friends of different qualities. And
yeah, I don't even think I've really thought of it and labelled it. Like, Internanya is like A, B, C.
Yeah, and she's so level A, B, C. I'm a tier 1, 2, 3.
And she reached in to invite a level C friend to the movies, which is a big step. They could become a B or an A.
Huge. Or you could just establish why they've always been C-level.
Yeah.
You know, like halfway through the movie, they might lean over and say something racist, and you're like,
okay, you're expelled. Zane, what level are you? Had A level friends?
I had some serious A level friends, yeah.
Okay. And so what happened? Are you still A level friends, or has there been some shift?
No, I'm probably at like a G or something for them. So I moved to Tauranga from Auckland.
Yeah. Yep.
And we'd spent weeks preparing ourselves, crying and everything. And then about 2 weeks into me moving, I messaged them and say, hey, coming up, I'm going to hang out. And I just got a whole bunch of no's. And then I'd try again and again and just nothing would happen.
cried for you. And then 2 weeks later, you were just...
You were like a J or a W.
Crying.
I wouldn't cry for a... I don't give tears for a tier one.
A tier one friend, a level one
so
friend.
So she would have been a tier one and then she just dropped right off the face of the planet.
I know.
So were you misreading that from the start? Like, were you ever an A?
Crying.
I don't know. Mm. Like, now that I'm here and I saw them about a month ago.
Yeah.
And, like, I was like, oh, maybe it's just a distance. Let's wave. Let's go say hey.
Yeah.
And they honestly, like, no kidding, walked the other way.
Okay, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to say you were a C or a D from the start, maybe.
Nah,
I thought we were A. Like, we had planned to, like, have kids at the same time and everything.
Oh, shit. Okay, you're A-level friends.
Did something happen when you left?
Who knows?
Wow.
Maybe they were secretly plotting for me to leave.
Yeah, mate. All right. Okay, Zadie, thanks for your call. Calvin. When did you misread a friendship? When did you think you were more friends when you weren't? Oh, I don't know what I'm saying. You know what we're talking about. Sorry. Carry on. Stop talking.
His answer Calvin features millions of questions.
Calvin knows why he's here.
Shush, Fleet. Go, yeah. Calvin.
I had an A-list mate, a tier one mate, and he let us know that he got engaged. And a couple of weeks later, he said, oh, mate, you know, my best man is, he can't come over and sort out the bachelor party. Can you sort out the bachelor party for me?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, of course, mate, sure. And that was, a few months ago. I still haven't got an invitation for the wedding.
And when's the wedding?
Oh, the wedding's tomorrow.
Oh, my God!
Okay, yeah. So fair to say you're not really an A, B, C, or a D.
Yeah,
Calvin.
Like completely, not even there, mate.
But you're also, like a contractor. Really, you're like a contractor friend. You're contracted in when something needs doing. On a friendship level.
Thanks, Calvin. Yeah.
Some other messages. I'm interested in your tier and level. We've always referred to them as platinum, gold, and silver level friends.
Oh, okay. And a gold elite.
No point having a bronze. That gives people false hope.
Yeah.
Someone said, you've just spent 10 minutes describing why I don't bother with friends.
A
lot of politics. That's Fletcher's number.
Well, you just have a few A's in that, and then everyone else is just whatever. Hey, kia ora.
Somebody said, I've actually screamed at someone. I thought we were tier one friends. We broke our international flight virginities together.
Oh, okay.
Tier one.
But I obviously misread the situation. She got together with the love of my life 5 seconds after he broke my heart. That's when discussing that, screamed, I thought we were tier one friends.
Brilliant.
That's great. I always do this. This is my constant life problem. Meet someone, start being friendly, think, this is going great.
Yep.
And I'm like, you're tier A. And then they just kind of like ditch me at parties and don't want to hang out. What if you've come in real hot?
Yes.
You've got
also,
to come.
Also, like you'd say we're all tier level A friends, right?
Yeah.
Where's our wedding invite to Megan's wedding? Have you
I've
even
told
had that
you,
yet?
I haven't even printed any
I need to save the date.
You know the date.
We haven't received an official email.
I'm not doing save the dates, and I haven't done the wedding invite, so that's why you or anyone else hasn't got an invite.
This is classic. You do it later in the hope that people have organised other things that they can't get out of for that date, and you keep your wedding list down. This is...
No, it's just because I haven't
like a destination wedding.
Okay, because if we don't get invited, you're simply going down to a C straight away, is all I'm saying.
A C?
And what invited you to his...
Oh, no, and but you'll invite me to yours.
We were to your first one, so, yeah.
You might be the only people that get to go to both.
Oh, that'd be a high honour.
Yeah. Mm.
Rick, there wouldn't be a lot of, if it was a Venn diagram of your first wedding and your second,
how
big is the crossover?
I love it when I'm in the shaded area of a Venn.
You're in the slither.
I love being in the slither of a Venn.
Yeah.
Huge fan of being in the Venn.
All right.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast.
Very soon, producer Caitlin will take your calls for last calls. She's looking forward to this because she's very hungover. We're giving away a $100 Pasco's voucher.
Yeah.
Do you remember and yell down the phone.
Oh, she
no
loves that.
No yelling.
Do you remember last night at the radio function you were pestering Jeremy Wells asking him for a Meridian Energy discount?
Did I? No, I didn't. What is Meridian? What is that? Power.
It's the power company.
I've got power. I don't need power.
Oh, you wanted a discount.
You wanted a discount.
Nah, I wouldn't have asked him that. I wouldn't have wasted time on that. Sorry. Oh, my God.
I'll go take some calls. Today's fact of the day is the scientific name for the grizzly bear is horrible bear.
Really?
Isn't it supposed to be Latin?
You're like horror ballet bitty bitty bit.
That was very nice.
Thank you.
I speak Latin and Espanol. It's scientific names. It's got a bit of Greek in it too.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So its name is Arsus Arctos Horribilis.
Okay.
Arsus meaning bear in Latin. And Arctos meaning bear in Greek.
Okay.
So that's bear. And then Horribilis on the end.
It's horrible bear.
It's horrible.
Well, you can imagine
bear.
Back in the day, the bear eats a member of their family before they know what a bear is. And they're like, that was horrible. Bear.
The working title of it was Arsus Arctos Arsholiosius. No, it wasn't. It was Horribilis. And the Eurasian brown bear is Arsus Arctos Arctos. So its name is literally bear. Bear is what people would scream at it.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's a nice name. We should stick with that for everything. So, today's fact of the day is the scientific name for the grizzly bear is Arsus Arctos Horribilis or Horrible Bear.
Fact of the day.
Zinim's Fledge, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
What are you guys doing after the show? Little late night. Too many drinks last night. What do you got planned?
Having a non-ice.
You're going to get a non-ice?
Yeah, I'm going to have a little nap, non-ice? I think.
Yep. Well, I'm not after your pity, but if you want to give me some, I've got to bake a cake. So I haven't.
Well, we've been talking about this.
The cake.
So
you should have done it already.
It's your master idea, isn't it? To save money on cakes in the future.
In future cakes, I'm making my daughter's, it's her third birthday next week. We're having a party tomorrow. And in an effort to make future cakes to save money on these kids' parties. And kind of like I didn't have a flash cake growing up, so there's no need for you to have one. game. I said, I'll make the cake.
And so you're going to make your daughter, who's three, choose between a professionally made cake.
Correct.
And your cake.
The Vaughn Smith made cake. I haven't made the cake, so I've really got to hold it together for a little bit longer. Okay.
Have you got a vision or a sketch, or you got everything in place?
It's in the world's most powerful notebook.
An apple?
I'm tapping my head.
Oh, right. The Vaughn Smith Mac.
I tried to upgrade to iOS 11 and I'm not compatible, so it's become redundant up here.
Right.
But I got reminded of this last night when I got home because it was late. Because I said to my wife, I'm going to be home early. I'll probably just have the original plan was I was going to have a beer early in the night and then drive home.
Yep.
But then my car park was taken. And again, this morning it is still taken by Ross Boss. So last night I Ubered into the function.
Yep.
No, I got my wife to drop me off and then I Ubered home.
Yeah.
So then I was like, well, if I'm Ubering or taxiing, I'll have a couple of more beers.
Yeah.
But I'm still leaving early.
Yeah.
Well, that also went a little by the wayside. It was one of those, I'll stay half an hour longer. And then when I got home, I was like, play it cool.
Were you pretending to be sober?
I tried for a bit till I dropped a bowl of cold spaghetti on the ground and I was like, the gig is up. I'm eating cold spaghetti.
Yeah.
There was like a bolognese to go with the spaghetti, but just the whole making it all seemed too hard at the time. So I was just eating the cold spaghetti because I could do that with my hands and I didn't have to go get a spoon, which I would have done to eat the.
Okay.
To eat the, so then I dropped that and I knew all the gigs up. So, but I still tried to play it that I wasn't as boozed.
Right.
And I went up and she was like, oh, yeah, how was it? And I was like, yeah, it was good, yeah. Big one? No, not really. I left a lot before everybody else. And she was like, okay, because you've got that cake to make tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'm just going to go back downstairs and have some more of that cold spaghetti. You didn't have any plans for that tomorrow? No plans. I was like, it's good, okay. So,
you've done nothing and the cake needs to be done for tomorrow.
I think I've got everything I need.
Right.
I think I've got everything. All the ingredients are in place, but I've just got to construct.
So, Monday on the show, get ready for one of those Pinterest before and after fails as Vaughn attempts a Moana cake.
I might time lapse the whole creation.
You just brought a GoPro.
I did.
So, that would be perfect.
Yeah, I'll stick it up in the kitchen and do a time lapse.
Because I was one of those people, I was like, I'm going to buy a GoPro, I'll use it every day. And I've had it for 2 weeks and I've not really done anything with it.
Plus, I want the proof that you actually...
you know those things? Yeah. I need one of those. I'll use it every day.
Buy it and I'm like, what do I video? Just because my phone does videos, so...
yeah.
But I can't wait to find some reason to go in the water.
just swim.
You just wait. All right,
yeah,
last
if you can't take a GoPro to a public pool, you're creepy. And the ocean, no complaints. Yeah.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Laura, what's your story for last calls?
Hi.
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 So I was in Looksharp one day looking for a beer funnel for my friend's party.
Looksharp have everything.
Oh, I love that place.
Everything. Because Megan said with the cake, I was like, where does Andrew get his cake business from?
Fondant.
His stuff from his fondant. And you said Looksharp. I was like,
you can get all sorts of cakes.
Cakes
are
here. Where's the aisle? Is it all cake? Cakes are all. Spend money, everything.
So did you find a beer funnel?
Well, I couldn't find one. So I went and asked somebody and I was like, do you have a beer funnel? I can't see one. And he was like, he kind of laughed and he was like, well, we only have naughty ones. And I was kind of like, what does that mean? And he took me out into that, like, curtained area out the back.
I didn't. Hold on. We'll stop. I'll pause your story. We'll come.
There's a naughty area?
There's a curtained area at Looksharp?
You know, like the 18-plus area.
No.
I didn't know that existed.
No. Is this at every Looksharp? What Looksharp specifically were you in?
The one at Westgate.
Is that your local?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and then they've got this whole area of naughty.
Small.
Right.
But, so he shows me a beer funnel out there, and the end of it is a pink penis.
Oh, right.
So did you buy
it? Yeah, I bought it because it was funny.
So it's and the then, same as a beer funnel. It's got a funnel and then a long hose and then.
The end is okay. Yeah, we
the
know.
Part that you put your mouth on is a pink prosthetic penis.
Yeah, and then I was walking around the shop with it, and I had like the hose bent in half, and I leant over to pick something up, and the penis end flung up and hit a lady in the face.
That tickles us. We're very hungover this morning, and that tickles us.
What noise did she make?
She was on the phone, and she just shot me the filthiest look, and I burst out laughing and had to run down another aisle.
And the person on the phone says to her, "What just happened?" She's like, "I think I just got hit in the face with
that." Oh.
Brilliant. Oh, amazing.
And the person on the other end is like, it's not the first time, Tracy. Won't be the last.
All right, Laura, I'll wait there. We'll vote in a sec. Kate, what's your story for last calls?
Hey, guys. Hi. Good morning.
We're
probably
okay.
Need another Powerade, to be honest.
Yeah. Tard.
Yeah. Yeah. You might need a Powerade and a pie.
Oh, don't lay into us. Like,
Fletch tried to get a pie at 10 past 7.
I know, and I started complaining.
On a skull night. You
I know.
We don't usually. Sorry, Kate.
Okay. It's all good.
Sorry to disappoint you, Kate.
I'm just ringing up to tell you about my story, obviously.
Okay.
So we went through the Kaikoura earthquakes, obviously, like 7 months ago now.
Yep.
And lost our house. So we ended up living in a caravan for about 5 months, and now we live in the sheriff's quarters, which the other night we found out they're pretty rat-infested.
Right.
So we're sitting on the couch just watching a bit of TV and I hear scratching behind the fridge. And I said to my partner, James, I said, get out. There's a rat in here. Like, you've got to go and pull the fridge out. And he wouldn't go and do it. So I thought, bugger this. I'm going to go and get this rat. So went over there, pulled the fridge out, looked behind there, there was nothing.
Yeah.
And I thought, nah, I've got to look again. So I looked behind there and halfway up, it was like hanging onto the fridge, like staring at me. Oh, just like, I cannot deal with this right now. So I was just like, James, get the cat. Threw the cat behind there, and the cat wouldn't do anything about it. She was just like, oh, what's going on, guys? And we ended up running around the house for like 10 minutes, and it ran down into our bedroom.
Oh!
And I was literally like, I cannot live here anymore.
Yeah, that would be a deal. How big was it? Was it a big one?
Oh, honestly, it was the biggest rat I've ever seen in my life, and I'm not being dramatic or anything. Like, it was huge.
Ugh.
And so, anyway, I was standing in the hallway by the gun cabinet. So I hope no one gets my name because they'll be like, take the firearms off this woman. because James was like, okay, get a gun, we've got to shoot this thing. So I was like, righto. Got in the gun cabinet.
This is a little over the top, Kate.
No, I would have burned the house down 3 minutes ago, so this is fine.
Oh, my God. So anyway, I grabbed this gun out, and I was like, right.
What kind of gun was it? Are you talking like a shotgun or like a 22?
No, it wasn't a shotgun. It was just a 22.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's still pretty dangerous. Anyway, so I come running towards me down the hallway, and I just, like, instinct, I was like, I've got to protect myself from this rat. And so I just pulled the trigger and, like, wasn't really even aiming. I just shot the floor and put a hole in the floor. And then James is like, give me that thing before you kill someone.
James is out of the way. Is James still alive?
Yeah, no, he's okay, guys. Okay. He's
and did he shoot it?
Anyway, so he was like, give me the gun. So I had to hand it over. And we ran around the house like another bloody God knows how long. And I jumped up on the bench in the end, which I don't even know how I got up there because it's like a metre high.
Yeah.
And anyway, it ran up. The cat and him chased it up this door frame. It would have been, I don't know, it ran up there like a metre or so. And he just shot it. And it was just, oh my God, blood for miles. It was just... Like, I was just like, what is actually going on right now? I cannot deal with this anymore. Like,
You're shooting inside your house at a rat.
Oh,
God, if it's not the earthquakes trying to destroy your house, it's a bloody gun in your hand. I just don't know. It's Mother Nature.
This story brought to you by Florida.
Very miracle.
Oh.
All right. I love both of those stories. What an absolute conundrum.
Oh. Someone shot a rat and then someone got hit in the face with a penis. What are you doing? Who did you vote for?
Well, it was very close. Kate.
Yeah?
You've won a $100 Pasco's voucher.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
Even only if you promise.
Not to shoot rats in your house again, Kate.
I should send you the video. You'll die.
Oh, there's a video! Oh, my God. Yes, you must. Please.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I only have the end bit where I'm up on a counter and I'm, like, screwing my head off and the rat's, like, wriggling on the ground and the cat's like, oh, my God, it's a free rat.
With a hole right through it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right. Hey, congratulations. Thanks to Pasco's the Jewelers.
Thank you, guys.
I'm guest stoked to be.
So lovely.
You could get a little, you could get a Pandora bracelet and get a rat charm and a gun charm.
Yeah, I could get, like, a little rat charm.
Yeah, that'd be super quick.
No, I'm just kidding. That's disgusting.
That was the Fletch, Vaughn & Megan podcast. For more, catch them every morning from 6 and check them out on Facebook. ZM's Fletch, Vaughn & Megan. ZM.